Last year, QZ95's Halloween show featured some of the most mysterious, monstrous, mythical places on Earth. This year, we're looking for some of the most mysterious, monstrous, mythical creatures on Earth. The legend known as Bigfoot was supposedly captured on film by Roger Patterson and Robert Gimlin back in 1967. Their short motion picture became known as the Patterson-Gilman film and started a mystery that to this day has not been proved or disproven. This morning we have Bob Smallsback from Searching for Bigfoot, Inc. How are you doing, Bob?
I'm doing really well. Thank you very much for asking. Yeah, you're right. This is Searching for Bigfoot, Inc. Our website is www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
And do you guys still do the radio show?
We do. That's Bigfoot Live Radio. BigfootLiveRadioShow.com.
Okay. You guys have also produced a documentary on this called Shadow of Bigfoot.
Shadow of Bigfoot was produced some time ago. We have an award-winning documentary that's out now. It's called Bigfoot Lives. It won the Pocono Mountain Film Festival for Best Documentary. And it's because it's not a theatrical version at all. It's an actual documentary depicting a year in the life of, you might say. It shows our interviews and our investigations cross-country for about a year and a half, and it's an amazing documentary. It's being hailed as the most realistic and most informative documentary ever made on this subject.
Well, what started this craze was that 1967 video. Have you seen that video?
Oh, yes, I have.
From what you've seen of that video, do you believe that it is real? There's been experts in filmography that seem to be split on it. There's actually one guy up in Oregon and Washington, Bob Hieronymus, who actually says he played the part of the ape. I mean, from a guy like yourself who is in this business and has been searching for Bigfoot, do you think that video from 1967 is real?
Well, I'm going to hedge on that just a little bit. I've met Bob Hieronymus. I've met all the players in that film, and I got to tell you that I have my doubts about the validity of that film. However, school is still out on that. You know, we don't have definitive proof yet. But after talking to Bob Hieronymus and his friends and family and other people involved up there, I kind of have a little bit of doubt in my head.
Where are the areas that this thing is seen the most when it comes to reports across not only America but the world?
Well, you know, it travels. These things migrate north to south and south to north, and we've been able to verify that theory many times. And so it's moving at all times. We think there's probably somewhere between 3,500 and 5,000 of them in this country at any given time. Now, statistically, the Northwest has been the most prolific place for sightings. However, we found that the most productive area so far is like in Texas and places like that, along the drainage there that goes through Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, even down into Louisiana and Florida. So we've had a lot of luck in that area, and we continue to travel there and check that out. We travel about 120,000 miles a year investigating sightings of this creature all over this great land of ours.
This probably wouldn't be a credible interview if I didn't mention some of the kind of hoaxes that Searching for Bigfoot has been involved with. Do you attribute that to your guys' enthusiasm for this subject, or do you think a part of you folks just at times you get so deep into it you may have trouble kind of separating the trees from the forest?
Well, I think it's a little of both. I have a book out talking about my experiences that kind of answer those kind of questions. It's called Monsters, Myths, and Me. It's available on Amazon.com or off our website, searchingforbigfoot.com. And I go into detail on that. Now, one of the things here is what we do is we share what we see when we see it. We share what we find as we find it. and we simply tell it like it is. And sometimes when we get involved with some of this stuff, it appears to be very real, and we'll say so, and then we find out it's not, and we have to debunk it. And in some of those cases, people have you know, run amok with those ideas, but basically it's just we're very open about what we do and see and find, and on occasion that turns around and bites us in the rear end. So I don't know if that answers your question, but I think that's the best I can do with it.
And again, we're talking with Bob from Searching for Bigfoot. I guess I know you guys got things going on. We won't take much more of your time, but if I could wrap things up, could you give me what the most irreversible evidence is that there is a Bigfoot out there, besides maybe sightings that have happened here and there? Is there any one piece of science that somebody who has not seen this before can believe in?
There's lots of science out there that indicates that this thing exists. I could go on for quite some time about it. Most people say, how come they've never found a bone? We have discovered a skeleton that's over 9 feet tall. The DNA came back. It's not human. We have a toenail that was recently discovered. DNA came back 99% similar to human and 1% unknown primate. There's all these things that go on. Even the footprints that are out there, they've done a Gaussian distribution of these footprints and found that they indicate a breeding population, things that could not be faked. Most of the people that are into this subject are there kind of like a social club. They get on the web and they blog back and forth and they all have their opinions. But there's very few people that go out and actually investigate these sightings and try and take them seriously and see what can be found out there. And basically that's what we do. So there's, like I say, there's tons and tons and tons of intrinsic evidence out there, such as sightings. Intrinsic evidence means it can't be proven by the scientific method. And there's very little empirical evidence, which is something that can be proven by the scientific method, and that's what we're all about. We want to bring light to the subject and prove the existence of this creature once and for all.
And again, we've been talking with Bob Smalsbeck at Searching for Bigfoot. He is the vice president of the company. They also produce Bigfoot Live Radio, and that can be heard on the web at www.bigfootliveradioshow.com. Their website, searchingforbigfoot.com. Well, we do thank you a lot for your time, Bob, and good luck with everything. If anything, you guys are doing something that provides a lot of interest and entertainment for people. I mean, I'm sure it's a lot of fun to follow you guys, and you never know what's going to turn up someday.
Well, we're going to keep on doing what we do until we prove it one way or the other. So I thank you for your time, and I thank you for having us on, and I'm glad that I hope this was informative for your listeners, and maybe we can talk to you again sometime.
Okay, good luck, Bob.
Thank you, sir.